You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the WayFM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
FM, this is the Wally Show. So you might have seen on socials, Darren from the band We Are Messengers, this is their song, Come What May, flipped his truck on an icy road on the way to the airport to get to a gig. So I had called him to talk about it because I was really curious, you know, like how this went down. And he was like, hey, you're going to have to call me back. Ironically, he was at or is at the DMV. And so thank goodness he's all right, but I think he's good now. Let me pot him up. Hold on a second.
Hello?
Darren, you got through the DMV faster than anyone ever.
The Lord's hand appears to be upon me in every aspect of my life. I'm good. Like, I've got a wee bit sore, but I haven't got a scratch. I walked out through the windscreen and went and played a show and saw more than 100 people come to faith in Jesus and all is well.
Wow. Okay, I got so many questions about this. First of all, I live down near where you were, and I saw your truck on the side of the road, on its side, window busted out. Yeah, the front windshield gone. Like, I saw it. So you flipped your car on the ice, and then I had heard you had to look for, like, your guitar and backpack and stuff, but you found everything, right?
Basically, what happened was I was traveling down 840, and I knew it was icy, so I was going slow. I was doing like 50, and I hit a bridge, and immediately the car just went, and I tried to steer into it, but ended up in the median, and eventually it flipped up on the other side, facing oncoming traffic. And so at that point, all I could do to avoid hitting the car and killing somebody else was I hit my brakes hard as I could, turned the wheel 180, and rolled it into the ditch. I remember counting, well, there's one roll and there's two, and I'm like, Lord, this has to stop.
At least you had your seatbelt on, man. And that's an older truck, too. So it didn't have a harness, did it?
No, dude. It just had a regular old seatbelt, no airbag, nothing. Funny, I just went to see it this morning at the wrecker's yard. It's bent all kinds of directions, but nothing crushed, nothing crashed in. And I'm thankful for American-made cars, bro.
That is so crazy. But there's an even crazier part to the story, and we're going to get to that here in 10 minutes with Darren from We Are Messengers here on The Wally Show on WayFM. Oh, and if you ever miss any part of our interview, you're like, oh, shoot, I want to hear more of that or share it with somebody, you can always text the word TRUCK, T-R-U-C-K, TRUCK, to 91979, and we'll send you a link.
Don't hang your head when you get lonely. No, I'll never leave your side.
Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show. We got Darren from the band We Are Messengers here, and recently he hit some ice and flipped his truck and then walked away from this. And not only did he walk away, he went to a concert. Like, I was on the road before you, probably an hour or two before you. I hit that same patch of ice. I didn't know you were leaving. I would have called. And I skidded as well, but I was able to not wreck my car. And so your car flips, and then you get out of your car, and then somehow you go to the airport and then go do a show. Who does that?
I knew when I came out of the vehicle, I knew I was struggling. It was dark. I was trying to find my guitar. I was trying to find my backpack, and it had all flown out through the window and was about 100 yards away. And then I heard this voice from up the hill, and I was like, is that you, Lord? And it wasn't. It was a young man called Ephraim. His name means doubly blessed and fruitful in the scriptures. And he said, bro, are you okay? Let's get you to the hospital. And I remember saying, no, bro, I got to go to the airport. I've got a show to play.
See, this is an old school work ethic that a lot of young musicians and just young people in general do not get. They would have had to go to the hospital, talk about their feelings, how it made them feel after this thing. But not you. You're like, I need my guitar and I got to get to the airport to play a show. That's the kind of rock star I love.
I remember sitting on the plane and the boys in the band looking at me like, you're a lunatic, Darren. What are you doing? And the truth is, I knew I was okay, and I knew that I had a job to do, and that there was one of two people derailed me. It was either, well, let's name three. It was either the devil, the Lord, or the Tennessee state's inability to salt their roads properly. I had to go to work and do what the Lord called me to, and it was stunning. It was a beautiful night.
Yeah, so then you go, and you said like 100 people came to faith. That's pretty impressive, man. What a great end to a really bad beginning.
Yeah, it was funny, Wally, you know, and you've known me all these years. I'm in a really good place with God, a really sweet place with Him. And I don't look at the accident as something that I despise or that I hate. You know, I hate that I've lost my truck because it was a beauty. But I see it as the goodness of God in my life. When I was careering across the ice, Wally, I knew Jesus was there. Like, I could tangibly feel Him in the vehicle with me. And so I wasn't afraid at all. And my wife is still waiting for me to have a nervous breakdown. I'm fine.
Okay, so fine. Jesus is tangibly there with you in the car. You have to tell me, as you're sliding on the ice, did the song Jesus Take the Wheel pop into your head?
Well, I tell you, if Jesus took the wheel, he's not a particularly safe driver either.
Hey, if you ever miss any part of our interview, please feel free to text the word truck to 91979. That's truck 91979. We'll send you a link to the whole thing. And there's one more part to this story that I found really surprising. And Darren's going to hang on and we'll talk about that here in 10 on the Wally Show. FM. This is the Wally Show. We got Darren from the band We Are Messengers on the phone with us, still driving for some unknown reason, because recently he flipped his truck on the ice, flipped in the air a couple times, landed on the side of the road, avoided hitting anybody else. And then the guy who saw him flip his car actually doesn't take him to the hospital. Darren says, no, take me to the airport. I've got to go play a show. So when you like get to the airport, does the gravity of all that just happened kind of hit you?
I got to tell you a good one, Wally, right? Bear with me. I'm on the plane. The only thing in life that I'm really afraid of is turbulence. I hate turbulence. And bear in mind, I'm shook up from the crash or whatever. And the pilot comes on and he says, it's going to be a smooth ride. We've got good air all the way to Denver. And I said, great. I told my bandmates, I said, lads, I'm going to the bathroom. So I went and I literally sat on the toilet and the plane started shaking violently.
And not from Darren. I want to be very clear.
I said to the Lord out loud, I think the stewardess heard me. I said, not now, Jesus.
Oh, you're like, Lord, we were good after the accident. Why do we have to like increase my faith with turbulence?
Yeah, just one peaceful trip to the bathroom in an airplane. That's all I was looking for. I find so much humor in it. Walking through the airport with the boys, and my bass player turned to me and said, well, that's what you get for writing songs called Come What May.
Yeah, exactly. If you just heard that part and you missed, like, hey, what else happened with Darren and his whole accident and the concert and everything like that, if you ever miss any part of our interview, we post everything, and all you got to do is text the word truck to 91979. Text truck to 91979. We'll send you a link. Every time you start a new year, you know, you start thinking about new year, new you. So what are you going to do in 2022? I made that rhyme. But I mean, it is a good question, like, because it's easy to, you know, start something and then not finish it, you know, and that's where a lot of people run into with their college education, like for whatever reason, they got sidetracked. So maybe this is the year that you finish your education, or maybe this is the year you've been putting it off, you know, because life got in the way and you say, you know what, I'm going to make 2022 to my year. I'm going to start doing something and you know, invest in myself this year. I think that's a great way, because we talk about getting in shape, and that's a good thing, mm-hmm. but why not get your mind in shape?
Right. You can go back to school, and Colorado Christian University Online makes that possible. They offer a flexible online format that works for your schedule, allowing you to take a class at any time. That's exactly what I did when I went back to college at 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I had to work a full-time job, but I also did my college degree, and I made it happen.
I did mine as well online, my master's, and I was sitting there at a campfire entire on vacation writing a paper, but you can make it happen. You don't just dream it. You have to do it. And it starts with making that decision to make that call or go online and say, you know what? I want to talk to somebody about this. You can go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And if you're worried about the costs of it, you can talk to them about financial aid and they can help walk you through that as well. So Betty Rock did it. I've done it. And Colorado Christian University might be just the thing for you in 2022.
Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting WayFM.
Stories that
accentuate the positive.
It's the Wally Show.
Marriage is a lifelong decision. You promise before God and your friends that the person you are marrying is your person and nothing will part you but death.
I know. It sounds fun, right?
But any marriage can have its ups and downs. And if you're currently experiencing a down in your own relationship, I found an article that might help you. It details the top keys to a happy marriage.
Oh, I've got one of those. A happy marriage.
Oh, yeah. I just had a key.
I got one key.
Okay, so the first one is being silly together.
Yes, like not taking yourself so seriously has been key for our marriage because I'm not a very serious person.
No.
And yeah, I know. And so my wife was kind of forced to have a sense of humor, you know, with me.
Yes.
And it works. And it can also take like a tense situation when you can laugh about it and disarm it a little bit.
Very true. Another one was encouraging them to pursue their own hobbies and interests. This creates independence where you don't have to be around each other 24/7.
Well, that's one way to look at it.
To me.
My wife is her own worst enemy. She has like ideas and she wants to do them, but then she doesn't like have the confidence to follow through with them. And I'm like, hey, I'm all there for you. She wanted to start this pattern business. Mm-hmm. And she kind of told me, yeah, I'd like to do this. I love fabric. I love patterns. And she went to bed. And when she woke up the next morning, I had spent 4 hours and made her a logo. I bought her a website. Like, I mean, I went all in. And then she's like, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to do it. I'm like, what in the world?
That's not encouraging.
Yeah.
And then lastly, spending a lot of quality time together. So time together is one thing, but quality time is a big deal.
Yeah.
What?
Well, no, like, I to me, in some way, my wife just likes to be in the same room with me. Like, if I'm working, I go home from work and I work, and I'll sit at my table, like, in the kitchen and work, and she's happy just being in the same room. Even if we're not doing anything, like, that makes her happy. And, like, I guess that's quality for her.
Bless her heart. Yeah. She needs to get out more.
Yeah. Happy marriage. There you go. Those are a couple of keys that maybe will help you today as well. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and in honor of the big game coming up, we thought we'd have a little fun and give you a chance to win a football movie, American Underdog, the movie, the story of Kurt Warner, which is out, and you can win a DVD copy for yourself there, or a digital download. And the thing is, I like the movie. I saw it a couple times. I was in it, like, voice-wise.
There, you know, it is.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, it's not important. Like, but I'm going to ask you some football trivia-type questions, okay? Now, you don't have to be a giant football fan to do this. If you're thinking, oh, I don't know who scored the winning touchdown in three consecutive Super Bowls or something like that, like, you don't have to know any of that stuff. You don't have to know any of Tom Brady's rankings. If you've seen a commercial for American Underdog at any point in time, that will instantly help you with question one. So that'll be good. And honestly, none of the questions in this have anything to do with me being in the film.
Now that I am shocked about.
I know. Well, I was I can only imagine I was more of a focal point. In this one, I'm more of a supporting character. So,
yes, exactly.
By supporting, I mean, you don't even see my face. You just hear my voice.
Even then, you're like, wait, was that him?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. I think they edited it to make it sound more manly.
They deepened it.
They
definitely
deepened it. Yes. Okay. So if you want to win a digital download of American Underdog, the movie, we'll play the game with you right now. Just a little Super Bowl trivia here. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. And again, you don't have to be an uber football fan to win this game or to watch American Underdog. Uplifting WAY-FM, this is the Wally Show. Ginger, how are you?
Peachy
skiing today.
I do love that. Now, are you a football fan by any chance?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
yes.
Well, that's good. Then this will probably help you out because I don't watch a lot of football, and I just recently learned who was in the Super Bowl, so that was a big day for me. Now, you have a chance to win the football movie American Underdog, starring Zachary Levi, and it's the story of Kurt Warner. Going to give you a couple football-type questions here. You get 2 out of 3 right, you will be a winner, and you will win the movie American Underdog, okay?
Awesome.
So here we go. You say you're a sports fan. What team did Kurt Warner, who the story of American Underdog is about, lead to the Super Bowl after being plucked from obscurity?
Arizona Cardinals.
Okay, well, you got one wrong.
No.
It was one of the teams in the Super Bowl this weekend.
San Francisco? No.
Not in the Super Bowl this weekend, so that's 0-2.
No, Ginger.
Well done.
It's the Rams. That was the answer for the Rams. Okay, here we go. Question number 2. We'll get out of teams here, okay? We'll get into the mechanics.
Okay.
Is prolate spheroid the name of a new NFL expansion team, the technical name for the football, or the name for the helmet scientifically? What do you think? Prolate spheroid.
I'm going to say the football.
Well, you know what? Your season is turning around. You're absolutely right.
Yay!
Nicely done. Okay, so now you need to get this last question right to win the digital copy of American Underdog. The average price for a Super Bowl ticket this year on the resale market is $9,800. I can't even fathom spending that. What was the most expensive single ticket ever sold? Was it $19,000, $24,000, or
$29,000? I'm going to guess $29,000.
Okay, you seem a little unsure about that. Betty Rock, based on what you know of football, do you think that's a good guess?
Well, based off of my knowledge of football, which is nothing, I would say that's a great guess.
Gavin?
I actually do think that's a good guess.
All right.
People will pay a lot of money for football.
Well, yes, they will. They will pay the price of cars, apparently. $29,000 is right! Nicely done! Ginger, you had a slow start to the season, but you turned it around. Nicely done.
You are our Super Bowl
winner today, and you're picking up a digital copy of the American Underdog movie starring Zachary Levi.
Thank you so much. You just made my day.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. When I find things that I like that I want to share with you, I like to see how we stack up with these as well. So we're doing this thing called That's So Me, That's Not So Me, okay? See how you stack up with this here. And it's the 5 mistakes we make when doing to-do lists. And just finding this list, I put it on my to-do list to do on the show. I'm a big to-do list person.
Mm-hmm.
Big person. Like, I've actually digitized my to-do list now. I used to have it on a sticky note just on my computer, and I would take it off every day and add a new one. And I was killing forests with sticky notes.
Well, and I would like to point fingers at you and judge you,
but
I can't because I do have a daily planner that is, a physical book that I keep with me. But there's something about writing it down right when it's on my mind that helps me so much.
It's really important. And so here are some of the mistakes people make with the list. We'll see how you stack up. Not making a list at all. Gavin, do you make a list?
I'm not a list maker. Yeah. It's a habit that I absolutely should create, though.
Yeah, so not making an actual list, that's so you. All right, but Betty Rock and we definitely
do.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, okay. Don't treat your to-do list like a wish list, meaning don't put things on there that are unattainable, like become president of the United States. I got to knock that out today. so make it something, or like even like a big goal that you would have. It's going to take a week to complete, but you're going to put it on there to do today. Do you do that, Rock? Is that you?
I'm pretty reasonable with myself. I set the bar pretty low.
Yeah, you're like, feed me, feed myself.
check.
I'll put down big goals and carry them like from day to day until they're done. Like if I know it's a big thing, I have it on each day.
Mm-hmm.
If I got to work on it a little bit. This is the one that is so me. Adding a bunch of tiny tasks just so you can cross stuff off.
But there's something about crossing it off.
Right?
That feels great.
Yeah, so I'll put things on there that are like, okay, that's a little, but...
Or are things I've already accomplished, but I forgot to write them down.
And then you write it down and you cross it off.
Yes.
I do the exact same thing. And now on my digital thing, I hate it because I just type it in and I don't get the satisfaction of crossing it off. I just delete it. And so I caught myself typing it in and then deleting it instantly. I'm like, well, that was not fulfilling.
Yeah.
I need to mark it off. So then I typed one in on my computer screen and I took a Sharpie and just crossed it off on my screen. And that felt so good.
That's a bad idea.
Well, yeah, I got to get a new computer. But man, that felt so good.
Rock what you got, light up the lot. No one can rock the way you rock.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And every year we do a contest to send a kid to Camp Electric, which is this amazing rock and worship camp. It's a summer camp here in Nashville the week of July 10th this year. And your kid or a kid you know will get to go and learn more about being better at their craft musically, taught by people that you go see concerts in the Christian genre for. You know, Toby's been there, Darren from We Are Messengers, Torrin Wells, like a lot of great Christian artists are the ones pouring into the life of your kid or that kid that you know, which I love. And when I say that kid that you know, it doesn't have to be your kid. All you need to do to send a kid to camp is nominate this kid and tell us why they should be there. And it's a great experience. We love it. I'm a huge advocate for Camp Electric. My daughter went for 7 years straight and loved it and still talks to some of the kids she met from way back then. So it's a really cool thing. And if you want to get the information you need, all you got to do is
text the word ROCK. R-O-C-K to 91979 and you'll be sent a link so you can nominate a kid today. You want to get in and do that now because the deadline for entry is February 20th.
We've had a lot of people already jump in right now, right, Gavin?
Yeah, Haley, she actually nominated her little brother Lucas.
Oh, that's
cool.
She said
that he was diagnosed with autism as a toddler, something that he thought would hold him back and be a tremendous struggle. And she always prayed that he would find his God-given gifts effortlessly, which he has. And he has self-taught himself how to play the bassoon for a middle school band, the keyboard, now the guitar, and the ukulele.
What?
His passion for music is undeniable. At each time we are at his at their house, he has a new song to play. And it would be amazing for him and my family to send him.
See, I love a few things about that. A, it's a sibling nominating a sibling. Like, that's so cool, man. So even she's like, hey, I want to help my brother out. And I love that this kid, if he goes to Camp Electric, this is a place of inclusivity.
Yeah.
It's not this crazy competition. And it's a place where kids in music root for each other and they grow their faith. Like, again, I cannot say enough good things about this. If you want to and get involved and nominate a kid today, again, like Betty said, ROCK, R-O-C-K, to 91979 and nominate a kid for our Camp Electric contest going on right now. Do you remember that kid song, the head bone's connected to the neck bone? Hey, it's Wally, and songs like that help kids learn things like anatomy. But as adults, we need more songs to help us learn other stuff, like the Anatomy of Mortgages song. Fixed rates connected to the prime rate. That would be great, right? So while there might not be a clever mortgage song, I can give you the anatomy of my refinance with United Faith Mortgage. I called Ryan at UFM, and first he explained to me some of my options, like refinancing to lower my monthly payment, saving me years off the loan. Then we went over the cash out refinance, where I could pull cash out of my house and use it for whatever I wanted. That's the option we went with. Here's the best part for me personally. I got all that money and my monthly payment stayed the same because interest rates are so low. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
Read how our Direct Lender Advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
Nice!
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's what's going on today.
So, is America off to a slow start in the Olympics? Maybe a historic slow start? Not historic, but we definitely are not setting the world on fire.
No. Yeah. I mean, we're on day four?
Yeah, I know. Like, and we have no golds yet. Like, normally this is where we'd be chanting USA and other countries are the worst. And we're like, like, we're not even in the top five.
USA?
At least we're ahead of Canada, I think.
There we go. Perspective.
Yeah. But ROC is winning, and China and all these other countries. But come on, man. So it's a slow start through day four. Still hadn't won any gold medals yet. But The longest we've gone is 9 days without a goal, but that goal, that was 1936. That doesn't even really count. They still were skiing on wooden skis. So in 1988, we went 7 days. So, but it's not like we're not trying, you know, like we're out there. We got Nathan Chin. We got a lot of hopes in Nathan Chin. I think he's going to kill it for us in figure skating, men's figure skating. But there's another dude. This is an interesting story. This guy named Ryan, he won silver in the Super G. So there you go. Came in second and just missed goal by hundredths of a second. But what makes this even cooler is his win comes just 3 days shy of his mom, Barbara Ann, her historic gold medal win in the 1972 Olympics.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, man. So a family of Olympians.
Yeah.
That's a little pressure.
Runs in the blood.
Yeah, but boy, like, can you imagine that? Like, it would cripple me. But he said, no, it's been actually good because she's had great advice for him. She said, you know what? Good luck, have fun, and don't come off the mountain without a medal. So, okay, that part was implied, I think, but he did it. You know, he got silver, so that's good. Something not getting any sort of gold medal or any kind of medal at all are the conditions in the Olympic quarantine hotels. Apparently, there are athletes that are raising huge concerns over the conditions there. Uh-oh. And how they're being treated, the erratic COVID measures. They say the food is inedible. So even if they are able to get back into the games with a negative test, they're at a disadvantage because they haven't been able to eat like they eat.
Yeah.
And when they train, and their bodies are their machine.
Is everyone receiving bad food, or is it just a certain few? Because I could see where they'd be like, oh, we don't like ROC or
right.
USA. Let's give them all the scraps.
I could see that. But no, apparently the people that are bringing this to light are from different countries, none of them China, ironically. But yeah, interesting conspiracy theory. But it is multiple countries that are all raising the alarm.
Well, and I'd also like to raise some alarm for you. I was looking to see how Canada is doing in the Winter Olympics.
Are they doing better than us?
Well, they've got a gold.
No, Canada, no!
We don't have one yet.
Come on, USA. Look, if we're not going to win it all, let's just beat Canada. USA! USA! That's all we need to do.
Uplifting Way FM.
If you're not careful, you might just learn something today.
Hey there. Is there a project you're working on?
I know more than you.
All right.
It's the Wally Show.
Hi, Gavin, what you got?
So my wife, over the last 4 or 5 days, has had a ton of flight-related drama with flights canceled, rescheduled because of bad weather, and then the logistics of that, which... it's just been annoying.
It's a headache.
And it's not the only news in the airline business, as Spirit and Frontier Airlines have announced that they are going through a $6.6 billion dollar merger.
Oh, that's fascinating. And that's about what they charge you for extras on each flight.
Yeah.
They're two of the low-cost airlines, the budget airlines, and you have to really, really, really want to get somewhere cheap to fly them.
And because of this merger, though, they are actually becoming the fifth total largest airline between like United, Delta, American, and Southwest. And they say that, yes, they want to corner or own the market on cheap flights.
Well, if you do that, you know, that the thing is, anytime you fly those airlines, you have to look at all the costs, because you might get like an $80 fare and like, that's fantastic. But then their bag fees are exorbitant, and they'll charge you for a carry-on. They'll charge you for a soda. They'll charge you for every, yep. I mean, literally every time. Do you want to breathe the air in the plane? Well, I'm sorry, sir. That's going to be $35.
It is like the equivalent of going to a movie, and maybe you went on like a Tuesday and they're like, oh, half off tickets, but you want your drink and your popcorn, and that's $20 extra.
Yeah, they have said, because I read under this too, and they said that they are going to try to remain committed to the cheaper airfares.
Yes.
Which again, if you've got like a short little flight and you're gonna, you know, it's an hour long flight and you don't need to bring anything with you other than not even your purse. I don't even know if that counts. You know, like any, if you just need to travel with things in your pockets,
so like an air taxi.
Yeah, great, fantastic use of your money. Like my wife is going to go see my daughter in Florida, and she was looking for a cheap airfare. And so she found one on Spirit, and it started off at like $89 or whatever. But then when she's like, well, I need a bag, I'm like, do you have to have a bag? And it slowly climbed up. And then it got closer to what Southwest was charging. And I'm like, honey, go the next week later and fly Southwest. Mm-hmm. You know you're going to have a good experience. I have not had good experiences personally on like the cheap airlines.
I do think a good name, maybe not like a good marketing name, but a good name for it, take the F from Frontier and the Spirit. Fear It.
Yes,
Airlines.
Yes, that is very good. That's very accurate. All right, there you go. So if you're looking for some cheap flights, they might get cheaper, but just know what, like, be aware of what you're going to be purchasing. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and the USA has gotten off to a little bit of a slow start when it comes to the medal count at the Olympics. But you know what? There's still time, and we can rally, and we can do some amazing work at the end. And none of us could do what any of those Olympians can do, obviously, or else we would be there. but there are things in life that I think we can medal in. Like, I believe that I could take the gold in Amazoning. I've been on a roll purchasing from Amazon recently and returning. Like, so I've gotten returns down to a science and I'm Amazoning like a champ. My wife, cause it's under her account, our Prime. And so she gets emails. She's like, she'll text me, are you on Amazon again? I'm like, I needed something. It's so great. Cause I purposely went to a store the other day to buy something locally. But then they didn't have the one thing I needed. And then the other thing was way more expensive. I'm like, I can't.
And see, that's the thing. With Amazon, they made it so easy. And you can see all your options. You can, you know, go against the prices. Be like, which one is the better option?
The key was making returns easy. And they solved that. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So, Betty Rock, if you were to meddle in something, what would it be?
I would get a gold in napping.
Yes. I mean,
you give me a blanket and a pillow, I'm down for the count.
You just give her quiet and she's down for the count. She doesn't even need a blanket and a pillow.
That's
She'll
true.
Nod off like an old lady. Gavin, what would you medal in?
Gold medal in bug juking.
Bug juking?
Because
okay.
like it was just like a couple months ago, I'm like walking up my, you know, front steps, little bee comes at me and
yeah, you matrixed it.
I
went
matrixed
all
that.
Yeah.
Oh, honestly, like gosh. I hurt my neck that day doing it.
All right,
so I would be good at it.
I wouldn't bother about that.
So, what is the thing that you think you could go gold medal in? You know, maybe it's couponing, and you like have an example of your extreme couponing prowess.
Maybe it's complaining, which Wally could also win.
I could win a gold, silver, and bronze in that. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. What would you medal in if you had the chance to do something non-Olympic? 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. What is something you could meddle in, like an everyday normal thing?
Rumble strip racing.
Oh, that's funny. This is where you can't keep your car on the road and you run off to the side a little bit and you hear that.
I feel like I make sure all the rumble strips across the country on the roads work. And I'm not joking.
Is this on purpose or by accident?
Totally by accident. I should blame my children. They're my distractions in my car.
Have you seen those rumble strips on the side of the road in certain states that will, if you go a certain speed, it will actually play a song? Your tires make this.
I have a dream of doing that one day. That would be amazing.
Well, there you go. Go for the gold, Jennifer.
Always. Y'all have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What would you meddle in?
I would say grocery shopping, because my mom always sends me and says I'm the best at it.
Now, are you truly the best at it, or she just hates the grocery shop?
I'm not sure.
I did a lot of the shopping during COVID when my wife was at home. Like, she didn't want to go out in the beginning of it, and I loved it. Like, I got away for a little bit. I met people. I'd see the same people every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. at Kroger. And I really enjoyed it. And I got to know where everything was. She started calling it my Kroger. That's how I knew I had arrived. She's like, well, we'll go to your Kroger then, because I knew where stuff was that she didn't even know.
Rohan, as a man, what is that one tip you would give to other men who maybe struggle with it?
I would say follow the list that she gives you.
Yeah, you might be doing the grocery shopping, but there's a puppet master pulling the strings.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, electronic mail.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. If you ever want to email me with anything that's on your mind or stuff that you've heard on the show and you want to talk about it, feel free to do so. Wally@wayfm.com. This one was from Rebecca. She says, you know, you guys were talking about the one thing you wish people knew about depression. Many people don't understand that there is situational depression and heredity depression and the combination of both. And we can't just suck it up. It doesn't work that way when you have hepatitis or COPD or a number of other medical conditions. These are medical things. I love her honesty. She's like, look, I've had two nervous breakdowns in my life, and the last was about 3 years ago. It was so bad, I got outpatient intensive treatment, you know, and with the help of God, I'm in a much better place. I still have depression, but it doesn't rule me.
Wow.
And this is cool, though. She said, WayFM has been a huge part of my journey with God. I can't even bear to think of how long it would have taken me to get where I am without y'all. Like, so, wow.
That's awesome. Cool. And what's so cool about that is WayFM is a listener-supported station. Yeah. So the only reason it was there for her is because others saw the importance that it played in their own lives and wanted to make sure it was there for people like her.
Yep, exactly. And then M. Burns hit me up, said, hey, Wally, I wanted to share that I followed your I Didn't Diet. It's a new diet that I started.
Oh, no. You need to patent it.
Yeah, it's ingenious. Where, like, so if you have a pizza, for example, you don't eat the entire pizza. You maybe eat half of it. It's your first step. So I didn't eat the whole pizza.
Are you saying that I could be on the I Didn't Diet if I get a large stuffed crust pizza, extra cheese, all the meat, but I leave a slice?
Yes. Only if you are planning on eating the whole thing. If you weren't planning on eating the whole thing, then this diet is not going to work for you.
But if
you were going to eat the whole thing and you didn't eat it all, I Didn't Diet. Yeah, it says, I had a whole package of cookies all to myself for the week, and when I got to Friday, I only had 3 left. However, I held myself back, and I only ate 2 of those. So there you go.
Congratulations.
I did the I Didn't Diet. And I'm sure that Michael has seen the fantastic results from that as well. So if you ever want to email me, so simple, wally@wayfm.com. And who knows, you might even make the show. For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend. But now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club. And let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give 2 chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me 2 chickens and go, here you go, here are 2 chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters. None of that does any good. But in developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
World Cancer Day was last Friday, and to commemorate the day with a reminder for early detection, actress Sofia Vergara, she posted a picture of herself at 28 years old with an obvious scar on her neck. The caption,
at 28?
Yeah, at 28. So I had no idea that she was a cancer survivor at 28, but she was. The caption for the photo told of her own story with thyroid cancer and how early detection was key in her survival story, and she ended it with urging her followers to schedule their annual checkup for the year.
Okay. Gavin, do me a quick favor, because she looks great. Google Sofia Vergara and find out how old she is, because if she posted this picture at 28, she's got a few more years behind her now, and I'm being delicate, I don't know how many. How old is she?
She's 49 years old.
49 years old. So look at that, 21 years later. The testimony to that is 21 years later, she's still alive, still doing
still
great.
Still doing well.
And, you know, I love that she's sharing this part of her life because cancer is a really, traumatic thing for a lot of people. But it gives you hope, too. My mom had thyroid cancer.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And when I was younger, when I was a kid, and, like, she had the surgery and everything. And so she's great, you know.
Yeah.
And so there are so many great survival stories. But early detection is so important for all of this.
When was your last checkup?
For me?
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, but I got a 10-year bill of health. I did. I swear. The guy was like, you get 10 years. Like, yay.
You didn't tell yourself that?
No.
Was that about your colonoscopy?
Yeah, it's the guy cancer stuff. Yeah. They tell you, I swear to you. I didn't want to do it.
But you're 53.
I know. I just did it like at 51, and they said, yeah, we'll see you in 10 years. I'm like, fantastic. I'll put it down on my calendar.
Sure.
So there you go. And that's Sofia Vergara. Was it National Cancer?
World Cancer Day.
World Cancer Day. Okay.
Yes.
Because I know like Breast Cancer Month is later on in the year. And so, you know, there's so many different types of cancer that people deal with.
Yes, but it was awesome to see her sharing her own testimony, not hiding it, because I had no idea.
Yeah.
But at 28, that's so young. But like you said, 21 years later, she's thriving and doing well.
There you go. That's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock.
I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We got Valentine's Day coming up, and I had someone email me a question. And they were talking about, like, your song, like your couple song. And I thought of this, and I thought, do couples still do this? Is this still a thing? I know it was from, like, my parents' generation. They had a song, Johnny Mathis, The 12th of Never, my parents' song.
Oh, that's a good one.
I know. And they even have, like, the symbol for infinity is, like, their thing that they would always write to each other
that's
and stuff.
Super cute.
Yeah.
And that's a timeless option. You
it
know,
is.
Like, that one stays, and it's always good.
Unfortunately, for my wife and I, we got married in the early 90s. And I was still into 80s metal, and we ended up with Firehouse Love of a Lifetime.
Oh.
Yeah. It's going to last my whole life through.
Question. Did this play in your wedding?
Answer, worse. It played in my wedding, but not from this band, but from a wedding singer.
No!
Yes!
Worse.
In the ceremony. Yes.
Oh, that's bad.
I had a friend of ours that we went to church with, and he sang the song in the ceremony.
Oh, that's so unfortunate.
So good. And then we also had the Stephen Curtis Chapman song.
I'll be there.
Yeah, I'll be there. And he did that one too.
Well, and it's funny that you bring this up because I'm thinking to, of course, I'm not in a relationship. I'm single. Hey, boys. But all those couples that I do know that are my friends, I've never heard them talk that they have a song.
That's what I'm curious about. Okay, so 855-33-WAY-FM. Do you have a song? And maybe you're younger. Maybe you're not in your 50s. Maybe you're in your 30s or 40s. I'm curious if that's still a thing. You know, because it is fun. Like, because especially if you have a song that's current. You know, like right now, we've got to go to an old folks home to hear our song played anymore, you know. So if you have a song that's current, it's kind of fun when you hear it. You go, oh, hey, I just heard our song, blah, 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 blah. So anyway.
Is that what you used to do?
Yeah. 855, I did. 33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Do you have a song and what is it? I'd love to hear. Do you have a song with your husband there, Dawn?
I do, but I'm not younger generation. Our song was Always and Forever by Heatwave.
Oh, nice. Okay. That's one we haven't heard in a while.
I'm telling my age.
Maybe some young person's going to hear this and be like, oh my gosh, that song so gets us too. And they'll make it their song.
Why did you choose that one, Dawn?
I don't know. I guess it was popular back in the 80s and that's just what we picked.
Well, Dawn, I got you down, girl. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Tracy, what is your song?
Our song is A Thousand Years by Christina Perry. And the really sweet thing is after our daughter was born, we would tell Alexa to play lullabies. And this is one of the lullabies that plays as well. So we were just like, ah!
Now, one thing I know about the song is, wasn't it on, and I'm sad that I know this, the soundtrack of Twilight?
Unfortunately.
Well, is that where you first heard it?
I think I had heard it before that as well. But honestly, I like movie soundtracks anyways because they have music that's not broadcast to everywhere. Like, I like the off-beaten path music.
Yeah, you want it to be special for you so that if on the rare occasion you hear this song, you just kind of smile and look at each other and go, it's our song.
Yeah, we really do.
I get love.
Does your husband call you Bella?
No.
She's like, I wish you looked like Edward.
I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Karen, how are you today?
I am fantastic. Thank you. How are you all?
Good. How old are you? I know it's an abrupt question there. Usually most people don't ask you.
I am 29 with 30 years experience.
Okay. So, like, you're a little bit older there. So, like, what is your song for you and your husband? Because I don't know that a lot of younger people have a song anymore.
I don't either. We always had When a Man Loves a Woman, and I didn't even know it was by Michael Bolton. It seemed to always come on the radio every time we got in the car, so we decided it must be our song.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, I mean, there are worse songs. I'm a big Michael Bolton fan. Like, well, I say that, I'm a big Michael Bolton fan. Ironically so.
I mean, he has a poster, but...
Yeah, I like a couple of his songs. Like, the quintessential love song, just the, you feel it, that little raspy voice. Like, I think he's great. I know it's not cool to say you like Michael Bolton, but I think he's a good singer. And so that's not a bad song to have at all.
I didn't even know Michael Bolton sang it. I had to look it up. I just knew the song.
Michael Bolton's tiny heart just broke today a little, but it's still a great song.
Is.
All right, Caitlin, you're up. What is your song?
It is Must Have Done Something Right by Reliant K.
Oh, okay, a Christian band. Because there aren't like a lot of Christian love songs that could be the song for you and your husband. Why'd you pick this one?
When we were dating in college, Reliant K is one of my favorite bands of all time. And he had listened to the earlier albums, but not the newer stuff. And I showed him this song, and it kind of just defined our relationship, like how we make each other better.
Oh, that's so sweet. Have you ever gone to a Reliant K concert as a couple?
Not as a couple, but I have been to many.
With lots of other dudes.
And, wow, Caitlin.
No.
All right. But this is her special song for her and her husband, though. Little Reliant K must have done something right. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and recently Betty Rocket found this thing about being happy on your commute, which doesn't seem even possible. Like, for someone like me, traffic drives me nuts.
Yeah, it seems to be just the littlest thing seems to aggravate you.
Yeah. I'm not a fan.
I'm sure you're not alone in it either.
No. No one likes traffic. And so there were a couple hacks to kind of make your commute happier. One of those makes total sense, is using your phone as an actual phone, like calling someone and talking to somebody. Because there is something about that, like you're talking to them, so you're kind of not focused on your problem at the moment, but enjoying that conversation. And before you know it, you're like, I'm already home. That was weird. I don't even remember driving. So I thought that was a good one I hadn't really thought of. One was focusing on your favorite song.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now you might think, hey, WayFM plays my favorite song.
Yeah.
And you concentrate on that. Concentrate on what they're singing about. Maybe that makes the time fly by.
We probably play a lot of your favorite songs. That's the good thing about that. Or they said, listen to your favorite radio show.
Hey.
We might have one of those for you. You know, us maybe, or Becca or Joy, you know.
That's true. And in this article, it said that a professor of psychiatry, so don't take it from us, but take it from a professor of psychiatry, says things that make you laugh are just relaxing and usually the best.
I've always said that like God uses the silly things we do on the radio as much or more than the serious things, because sometimes you just need that break to get out of something, and that's why we do the show the way that we do. And a little bit ago, we had done this 21 day challenge, and we were asking people, hey, take the challenge, listen to WayFM for 21 days straight and see if it doesn't change you at the end of that. And I'm still in it. Like, I'm past my 21 days, but I'm still doing it because it did. It felt good. It made me better behind the wheel, you know, especially and coming home in a better mood, or coming into work in a better mood. And so it's never too late. You can do your very own 21 day challenge today. Just commit to listening to it and then just kind of watch over time how it affects your mood. And you might be pleasantly surprised and a little happier on your next commute.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.